You're listening to Truth Hurts Podcast, presented by myself, Mark Shepherd, and special guests. Welcome to this episode of Truth Hurts, presented by myself, Mark Shepherd. We will be talking about dating apps exposed. The crafty, manipulative ways that dating apps are getting people to subscribe to their services without actually providing an end product, okay? So keep it locked and let's get into it. So have you ever noticed when you join a dating app that you will all of a sudden receive a private message? Okay, and that private message will not be able to be read by yourself because you need to subscribe. Okay, so this will tend to happen shortly after you join the dating app. You'll start receiving one or two messages, you know, after a few hours or so, maybe even a day or so, you'll start receiving private messages. So this little technique is to get you to subscribe to the service, okay? So you fill out your profile, you get your matches through, whether they come via email, app, or both, you'll get your matches through, and you can normally look for their profiles. Some of their profile photos and stuff might have be blurred or blanked out, etc., etc. So again, you have to subscribe to the service. Now this technique should be down to you as the customer. You should be able to subscribe if you want to and not forced to. So the psychological part of this is we will send you notifications, we will send you messages which subconsciously makes you want to subscribe because you want to read the message. Unfortunately, if you take up the subscription, you'll find that that message that you got sent has either vanished or it is just a nonsense message of some random person in a random country. And if you reply to them, they may respond once or twice and then their profile disappears and they get deleted. This is known as a bot or a fake profile that these companies, these dating apps set up in order to get you to subscribe, okay? Now, I listened to a podcast recently that was talking about dating apps, and one of the gentlemen on the podcast said that he spoke to an executive of a dating app, and they have various techniques to get people to subscribe, one of them being seeding, which basically means, you know, send certain people messages on the dating app, you know, from a good looking person, you know, boost their ego psychologically, they get the pumped and think, oh great, I'm getting beautiful people messaging me, I'm going to continue my subscription. Okay, I want you to listen to what they say, and then you can make up your mind on the small clip that I've incorporated into this podcast. Let's go.
I mean, these tech companies use very manipulative strategies. I talked to an executive, I won't say which dating app this was, but he told
Please
me that
do.
some dating apps will basically what they call, I think they're called seeding, where they'll put fake profiles of very attractive, usually women, right? Because men are actually more likely to use dating apps, and they're sort of more likely to pay for the premium profiles compared to women who don't have to because they're going to get matches anyway. So anyway, the dating app companies, they'll seed them with fake attractive women profiles and intentionally match with men who have recently downloaded a new profile, basically newly created one. And the idea here is that if they download the app and they immediately match with an attractive woman, and then they usually have a couple of conversational exchanges like, hey, how's it going? Good. How are you? and then that's it. The robot no longer responds to the user. But the reason why this is done is basically to give them a little hit, right? Oh, it gives them, it's like drugs. You know, give them a little boost and now they're hooked.
It's a major hit. You bet. It's a major hit. Yeah, yeah.
And so basically they called it chasing the dragon, which is basically a term from drug usage, right? From heroin. You give them a little hit and then they're going to be chasing that high for the rest of their lives. So, you know, I think that there's so many complexities to this. It is. And they are creating a lot of, I think, a lot of heartbreak and a lot of frustration.
Wait till the AI people get all over that.
Well,
yeah, because
I mean,
you
by
can
then,
imagine if you're interacting with someone fake, I mean, that could be tailored to your desire. All you'd have to do is look at the pictures that someone was looking at, produce a composite that's an amalgam of those attractive women, let's say. And I mean, that the possibility for manipulation is almost infinite. And you won't say which dating app, that's too bad, because they deserve the exposure. But, you know, I understand your reticence. That's really unbelievably appalling and malevolent.
Well, I will say that if one app is doing it, then that means more than likely they all are. So it almost doesn't even matter. They're probably all doing some version of that because that's how they get users, right?
Yeah, so, well, it's not that clever an idea. You know, it's a pretty obvious idea in a very crooked and horrible sort of way. So it's not like it would take a genius to think it up.
Okay, so after hearing that, what are your thoughts? Because me personally, I think that is a form of fraud. Okay, it's a form of fraud. Because as I said, you were sent something which enticed you to subscribe, which wasn't real. The purpose of a dating site or a dating app is for you to find love or find someone to partner with or date or whatever it may be, okay? But it has to be real, isn't it? It has to be real because that's what you're paying for. You're paying for a real life interaction with someone that you want to meet and have a relationship with, okay? So if these companies, like these guys said, are creating this emotional response from you to get you to sign up to a service which essentially is fake because they just want your money. They're not there to provide you with real emotional interaction and contact with someone real, but to entice you to subscribe to a service which the initial contact that you've received is fake by a bot or a fake profile. So they use the term seeding. So they said the majority of the time they will target male users to get them to subscribe because women will get matches anyway. In terms of men, that we need a bit more coasting into subscribing because we won't be as lucky as the women, essentially. So they target the male users who are new to the app or new to the website, start sending them those private messages, those notifications to entice you with beautiful women that are not real. So to me, that's fraud. That's fake. And it shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be done, shouldn't be allowed. And these dating apps need to be exposed because a lot of them are not cheap either. These are not cheap services. You know, it's not like you're paying, you know, under £5 or $5 a month. Most of these are like £30, £40 a month, $40 a month plus. You know, this is not cheap. So you're basically getting scammed into subscribing to a service that isn't real to then find out once you subscribe that the messages were fake and the profiles that you were interacting with were fake. Chasing the dragon. That's a really interesting phrase. Now they're saying it's like for drug users where, you know, a drug user gets hooked on a particular drug and all they do is spend their time chasing that. It's the same thing. The endorphins that get released in the person who's on the app from receiving that message that they thought that was real is enough to keep them on that app and keep them subscribed. It's wrong. It's got to stop. We've got to expose these companies and stop subscribing to them. Stop subscribing to them. Because at the end of the day, you're feeding it. You're feeding them with the hope that they can use that as an excuse to say, well, we're here. We can't promise that you will find you a match, but it gives you a better opportunity to find someone. Yes, you should have the opportunity, but it should be done in a legitimate way where a legitimate person contacts you. Then if that's the case, then you subscribe and then you take up the service, okay? Not to entice you to subscribe with a fake profile, fake message, and a fake environment for you to start your dating journey. That's all for this episode, and I'll catch you on the other side. Thank you for tuning in to Truth Hurts Podcast.
I'm Trisha Tharby, I'm from the UK, and I listen to Truth Hurts Podcast.
Hi, I'm Steve from England, and I'm listening to the Truth Hurts Podcast.
I'm Christina from the UK, and I'm listening to the Truth Hurts Podcast.
Hi, my name is Mark Hegarty, and I'm from Wales in the UK, and I am listening to the Truth Hurts Podcast.
I'm Jay Dean from the Netherlands, and I'm listening to Truth Hurts Podcast.
Hey, what's good, people? It's Missy here. Guess what? I'm listening to Truth Hurts Podcast.